Now, postpartum depression amongst women, it's when you get depressed after having a baby. It's something that's been talked about more. It's been normalized, which is a great thing because it allows people to treat the symptoms and get better. But depression amongst men and fathers is something that is rarely talked about. Until really this post, which caught our attention, it was a part of the Roxanne Gay and Medium partnership in their Gay Mag section. And Aubrey Hirsch wrote this post, and we just thought it was incredible. I had never heard about something like this, and she really dives deep in a very personal, raw way into her experience dealing with her husband's struggle with depression as they had their two children.
Yeah.
And she joins us right now. Aubrey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Aubrey, one, I just want to say thank you so much for being so vulnerable and honest on this platform and really speaking about kind of the ups and downs of this, because I was reading it and I felt like I was going through a journey of like emotion where I was just like, girl, I feel for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
But it was also, I felt for your husband in some ways. And I think this really, one thing that really alarmed me when not even alarmed me, but caught my attention was the idea of you even personally as, you know, his, as, you know, as your partner's wife, dealing with the uncomfortable emotions of feeling like, oh, I can't hate someone that has something like actually going wrong with them once you named, you know, that it was postpartum, like, you know, postpartum depression.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of guilt and shame that kind of comes along with it, really, for both partners. For the person who has depression, because there's such a stigma, I feel like, in our culture, especially when you're new parents, and, you know, you're supposed to be enjoying every moment. And when you're not, that can be really challenging. But then also for the other partner, too, because you don't want to hate your partner or be angry with them, but you're going through this really difficult, challenging thing, and you're sort of alone.
Yeah.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. So tell us, why did you decide to, I guess, post this experience? And even you said you went through it with your husband, actually helped you write it. It's not like he didn't know you were writing it. So talk about why you decided to put it out there in this way.
So this is a conversation that we've been having for a long time, probably for many years, because I am a writer and I do write a lot about my own life. And every once in a while, I would ask him, you know, is that a story that you're ever going to be okay with me telling? And I would say, and if not, it's fine. You know, just say no, and I won't ever ask again. But he would always say, you know, ask me again in a year. Ask me again in a year. And I would say, okay, I will. And then a year would go by, and I would ask again, and he would say, no, not yet. Ask me again in a year. And then finally, I asked him again, and he said, yeah, I think I'm ready.
Wow.
So I read it first, and then just only thinking about him. Because also, you know, we had been through couples counseling, and the one thing that we kept hearing over and over again was, you guys need to sit down and talk to each other about what that was like.
Yeah.
But we kept putting that conversation off, I think, because we knew it was going to be so difficult. And so I wrote the essay just almost as a way into the conversation to say, like, this was my experience.
Yeah.
And then we kind of went through it together. We wanted to make sure that it felt honest to both of us, because of course we didn't always remember everything exactly the same way.
I mean, for sure, I feel like I felt that honesty. And even there was a moment in the article where you talked about this idea that, you know, he's a very sensitive guy. He's in touch with his emotions. And a lot of, you know, cisgendered men, even depending on not even, you know, sexual identity, they're taught to be very hard and not in touch with their emotion. And you talked about how that even you, when he told you that he was okay, you trusted that because he was so in touch with his emotions. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, he is a really sensitive guy. He has a lot of feelings. He's the son of two therapists, so he's very used to talking about his feelings. Oh. And I actually learned a lot about that from him, because my family is very Irish and Midwestern and repressed. Mm. And that's one of the things that I really loved about him, but it did make it harder to spot this, because it was a huge blind spot where he really didn't have any idea that what was happening was so far outside the norm. And he just kept telling me, you know, no, nothing's wrong. This is just really hard. This is a hard situation. You know, you don't understand how hard it is. And that I just trusted him so much that I didn't push it probably as hard as I should have.
Yeah, and so I guess for people listening, like, why is it important to have these conversations? Because, you know, postpartum depression, again, is something that is talked about with women a lot. Thankfully now, mm-hmm. it was even not brought up for a while. And at what point do we start talking about it with men too? Or does it now just happen with both parents?
I don't know. I hope it does. I had my last baby 4 years ago, and there was no screening at all for my partner. He never had to answer a single question about the way that he was feeling. But I am encouraged that when we figured it out 4 years ago and I went online to look for resources, I couldn't find anything at all about postpartum depression in men. Mm. And when I went to write the essay, there was a lot. So now, like, there's a lot of information. It's more properly in men called postnatal depression, yeah. Out there, and support and forums and things like that. But I think it would be so easy when you're at the pediatrician's office and mom's filling out the depression screener, just give it to dad too. He's right there. It would be so easy.
Well, Aubrey, we're going to take a quick little break. But when we come back, I actually want to know, have you ever seen signs of like any type of depression or mental health in him before this that could have maybe, I don't know, gotten
like
you?
Like a flag.
Yeah, like a flag, or maybe that could have prepared you for kind of this, the reaction once you guys did have the first baby and all these things. I don't know. I want to dive into it. We'll be right back with Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan.